Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that's Bob Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind, performed by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Mary Travers of Peter, Paul, and Mary was born on this day in 1937. And today we're about to have a conversation with people from the Freedom Theater. The Freedom Theater in Jenin, in the refugee camp, in the city in the West Bank in Palestine, who have stood up for the rights of Palestinians in the West Bank and in the face of the Israelis, are here on a national tour. And we are really happy to be joined by two of the folks in the theater with us now. They're joining us from New York, where they're performing. We're here with Nabil Arai, who is Artistic Director of the Freedom Theater, and Alia Al-Rosan, who is a theater school student at the Freedom Theater. And Nabil and Alia, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good to be here.
So let's do some background for folks who have not seen, heard of the Freedom Theater. I know that before we went on, I was talking about the founder of the Freedom Theater, who was assassinated, Giuliano Mercamus. He and I were talking just days before he was murdered about coming on our radio show. But talk about him and talk about the founding of this theater, Nabil.
Okay, I mean, let's start a little bit before the Freedom Theater was established.
Yes.
The Freedom Theater is actually a part of a long history, which is started with the Stone Theater, which was established in the time of the First Intifada. When Adna Mercamis, the mother of Giuliano herself, joined and came to Jenin refugee camp and joined some of the people in there and another woman to establish children for children houses for the children as an alternative place for them to learn. And then she won the Alternative Nobel Prize from Sweden, and they were able at that time to build the Freedom, the Stone Theater. So the Stone Theater continued until the time that Anna herself died with cancer. Then the theater itself, the Stone Theater, was destroyed during the invasion, the Israeli invasion to Jenin refugee camp, and it was destroyed like any place at that camp. Most of the houses was destroyed at Jenin refugee camp. So the theater itself was destroyed. And then Giuliano came to follow the story of the students at that theater and what happened to them, because most of them, they grow up and they became freedom fighters, and they actually got killed, most of them, except one guy, and his name is Zakaria Zubeidi, which he is himself a co-founder of the Freedom Theater. Later on, Giuliano came and made the film, and the film is called Arna's Children. So Jonathan Stanzak, he's from Sweden, who's now the managing director at the Freedom Theater, met with Zakaria, and they spoke about the history of the theater, and he was interested to bring back the idea of the theater. They met together with Giuliano, and then 2 weeks later, they came in at the year of 2005. They started to work, and the Freedom Theater opened its doors in 2006.
And the productions you do, in many ways, are really cutting edge. I mean, you've taken everything from Alice in Wonderland to Waiting for Godot and your own, and turned them into different productions that relate to Palestinians, and then new productions you've created, to kind of challenge the cultural norms around you, but also to challenge the occupation. Is that right?
That's true. That's very true. We never took actually any production without reading the environment around us. It has to come through what is happening now. What do we need to speak about? For example, taking Animal Farm as an example, we did Animal Farm in the time of 2009. And it was perfect timing because it's talking about the whole cooperation between the Israeli occupation and the Palestinian Authority. And what was happening that? I mean, when I say Animal Farm, you know, I'm sure most of the people know the story itself of George Orwell. So this was one of the productions we've done. But also we do an original plays that actually based on stories from participants like students, or actors. We gather these stories and we build our own productions that actually challenge the whole situation, starting from the Israeli occupation, because we are here talking about different kind of oppressions, starting from the Israeli occupation, but also the social occupation in a way, and the mental occupation. So in our opinion, there's so different types of occupation which we are trying to challenge through theater and art.
Like this production, now, Ali, talk about this production that's in, that you brought to the United States now. What is this production?
I'm sorry, I can't talk about this production as much as I should, because I'm not going to be in it. I'm in the first year student now. So I prefer that Nabil can explain more about it.
I actually want to tell you, we are now in a speaking tour.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We are preparing for the coming tour, and it's going to be in September 2015, between September, October 2015 at the Public Theater. So this is all what I can say about this production. But this trip in particular, we came to speak about the Freedom Theater and to make a fundraising event where we were invited to speak.
And I guess what I was thinking about when I asked that question, Alia, was that I saw you in some video clips speaking about the challenge of being a woman in Palestine, not just because of the occupation, but also because of the growing conservative nature of the society you live in, and how theater and the work you're doing, I mean, is there to challenge that and make people think and move in a certain direction?
I wonder which video you saw. It makes me worry a little bit, but fine. To be a woman and try to find your own way to discover yourself and to be yourself, and also to fight for your liberty, can be really difficult sometimes, especially in conservative society. Our society getting more conservative because of the occupation, and somehow. Society who can try so hard to protect themselves itself, try to be closed in a way that even in this situation, particular situation with the individual trying to rise up, and somehow that's going to make them and somehow have some clashes with this community. Being a woman also maybe and somehow make it more difficult. And especially women in my age who decided to study theater. I'm 30 years old and joined the first year of acting school and the Freedom Theater. In this situation, it's become a little bit bizarre. Why you want to do that? You should have children now. You should have family. Mm-hmm. So why exactly you want to do that? It's trying to explain, actually, got me through hard time with the people. But I found that doing through what the art that I'm doing and what the thing that I'm playing on the floor, in this way I can explain. I can get to the result. I can make clear why I'm doing acting school, why theater.
As I think about the work you all do in the Freedom Theater, there's so many challenges. Let me just kind of talk about some of them. I was reading in an article recently, Nabil, about the Israeli army coming into your house and arresting you. And there seems to be this constant move to kind of stop, block, arrest, and harass the theater. Talk a bit about what you're going through on the West Bank with that.
Actually, it was a period of time where the Israeli occupation were arresting most of the staff of the Freedom Theater under the excuse of investigating the case of the murder of Giuliano. We went through a difficult time with them. They came actually, and they broke all the windows of the Freedom Theater. They throw stones at the Freedom Theater. My colleague Jonathan Stanzak tried to explain that this is a cultural institute, and you can't do that. They didn't care about that, of course. Besides arresting the chairman of the Freedom Theater, the technical manager, myself, I went for 40 days.
40 days?
40 days. 40 days, yes.
In charge with what?
I was in charge of nothing. In charge of...
Charged.
In charge of being at the Freedom Theater, or being myself, or being Palestinian, to be honest. Because I doubt that any house of Palestine or the West Bank or Gaza stayed without going to prison or trying this experience of being in prison. So I went there. I was in a detention center for 40 days under interrogation, investigation. But I was talking about that, to be honest with you, maybe 2 hours ago, about this experience. One side was very sad for me because I'm leaving my family, my daughter, my friends, and the Freedom Theater work. But beside that, also I was in the middle of a production where they took me to the prison. So the thanks to the occupation, they gave me some time to think about who am I and what is my strong points and what I'm capable to do. And I went out and I actually was strong, and it was a great time for me to think about myself and the production itself. So I went back and I did the production in a very good way.
I give you some time out.
That's a good lead-in, in a sense, to talk a bit about, and I think that the power that theater and art have in the struggle to free Palestine, but also this, the struggle inside of Palestine and with the and with changing society. I mean, that's clearly what you're doing. These are creative productions, but these are productions with a point.
Yes.
True. I can tell you we are under a psychological war. It's not only a physical war, but it's also a psychological one. You know, you are in a fight always to keep all these young people who is living in a division between being themselves or choosing what they want to do and being pulled by the occupation or by the choice of resisting and, you know, through armed resistance and die in a same second. This is the great role that theater sometimes played by keeping them and saying, by being alive, you will be able to tell your own story and the stories of your friends as well. So this is a great challenge for us to keep these people and to keep them, I mean, away from death.
Give them another chance.
And
another choice.
That's true. And it's in a daily basis fight.
So on the one hand, I mean, you have this in the productions you do and the work you're doing in the Freedom Theater, you have to challenge both the occupation and the oppression you feel as Palestinians in theater work you do. But as other people have told me about the Freedom Theater, you're also a challenge because there are certain conservative elements in the Palestinian world that don't like the work you're doing, don't like the fact that men and women work together, that things are on that level as well. You have those challenges.
I can tell you, yes, we... I'm always saying that we are 8 years old organization, theater, and it's for me, it describes a crawling small boy, crawling baby. So we were crawling when we started the Freedom Theater, and 8 years is not enough actually to evaluate the whole experience. But I can say in the beginning, it was so difficult, and we paid the price of having rumors around us being, you know, trying to break the culture and destroy the culture of the Palestinians. But in the end, it is a fact. Nowadays, there is an audience coming to see boys and girls on the stage, and there's no comment. There will be a lot of comments, but there's no comments as it was before. Now we are doing production, which is, I mean, talking to the audience in so many different ways. And when they see that, they start to go away from the idea only what we say, you know, we have this, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. You point at the moon, they see your finger. We went out of that idea. We are now in a stage where the people can reflect their own stories, watch themselves through the actors, which is great.
So that really leads to kind of like the heart of things I think people would love to hear about, which is what your philosophy of theater is and what are the political and cultural roots of the Freedom Theater? How do you approach it?
I mean, we are trying to figure out who we are. And before I came, I discovered that our identity is a story. and a story in so many different ways. I'm talking about ourselves who's involved in the Freedom Theater, the stories we have between each other, the stories that we have with the community, the bad and good stories, the challenge we have with the occupation, which is a different story and a different level. So our identity as theater is a story, to tell a story and to translate that story through so many different ways of making theater, visual, physical. I mean, we can go on. But the challenge, we never separated what we do from the political and the social situation. We never said we're going to do art for art, because for us doesn't mean anything besides presenting and asking the right questions. And this is what we say in theater, the role of theater in our situation. And I believe in every situation to ask the right questions.
I have some word to say is reading the environment. We read what's happening around us. We try to touch and we try to sense what's really happened. And through that, we create our story.
I'm curious again. I'd like to come back later about what drew you into this theater and what drew you there. How did this begin for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm interested in the theater world since long time ago. Interesting to find a way actually to make some change. To find myself in a place that not only conservative, also under occupation, like I said before, trying to protect itself. So it was kind of ideal and obvious for me how should I behave and how should I look like and how should I be in somehow. And I found in that really also kind of pressure, something really can limit me as a human being. Also during the second intifada, this crazy situation when I was trying. I was hoping that I found a crazy way, if I might say, to do something against this occupation. When you see every day, like hundreds of people getting killed, destroying a home, being destroyed, all this craziness is around you and you're not able to do anything. I really was thinking, I was a teenager at the time, I was thinking the most crazy way that to be also reactionary, which is one of the things that we now in the Freedom Theater try to open the space for the youth to avoid, which is being crazy and reactionary and try just to do something and save your brain, your mind from being brain from being insane. So I was searching. I studied fine arts. I went in many organizations, was with the human development sector. And I was using theater in my work as a trainer. In 2012, I was in Jordan in Amman with one of our organizations. So I heard about the Freedom Theater that they're coming to Amman, Jordan, to give workshop about method called playback theater, social theater called playback theater. So I went there. I met part of the team, and I took the workshop, and they started to tell me about amazing project that they have called the Freedom Bus, right, which is idea about moving theater to places that far distant from the main cities of the West Bank, in areas that known sea areas, which is gone beneath the military control, the Israeli military control, which is area in the Israeli law, the Palestinian can go in. And at the same time, there's before this law, there's families, there's villages, there's people who are living their life. So I really like the idea, fascinating. I finished my contract. I joined by the end of that year. I went back to Palestine and I joined the Freedom Theater to be the coordinator of the Freedom Bus. So, and after that, in 1 year, I realized that theater is more powerful and much greater than being a tool that we can use. I don't want to underestimate it. I want to be in it, like fully discover it, live it as a way of life also. So I was thinking about it. I didn't dare in the beginning. So I went to Nabila and Mikaela, Nabila Ra'a and Mikaela also, she's the head of our school now, say the idea that I want to join. I want to know more about theater. And they really supported me. So I quit my job in the Freedom Theater and joined the first my first year, which is started in January 2014. And now by December, I'm going to finish my first year in acting school.
So, but talk a bit about how you define this notion of cultural resistance and how that plays a role in what's going on in your struggle, because things like this go on in people's struggles all over. I remember as a young kid in the civil rights movement here in America, we had the Freedom Theater and the Freedom Singers that was part of the whole movement. So how does it play itself out with the Palestinians as a culture in cultural resistance?
Before, when you, maybe 10 years ago, if you say cultural resistance, no one gonna understand what you're talking about, because the role of art was vanished in a way or another. Even the culture, except from few people's mind. So now the cultural resistance is really growing day after day, because people actually starting to realize that, as I mentioned before, by existing and having alternative education through art and culture, I am actually, I'm going to be able to tell my own story and to tell the stories of the others. The influence for the people is that they actually see their own kids. I mean, when I'm talking about Palestine or Jenin community, I'm talking about a small population. So in general, mostly everyone knows each other. So they can see actually and watch the effect on their children or youth, or even as an audience when they come into a play. And we mention, as we usually do, that this is part of the cultural resistance. And this subject, for example, is talking about the rumors in the society. They reflect the culture of resistance is growing day after day. It has a big impact on our audience. They saw many different ways because, I mean, our people is very traditional. When you say a kid just playing and he's not studying, this is a big deal. So if you explain to the people that by playing your kid is learning, that makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And by mentioning cultural resistance, is as I mentioned, it's not only about the occupation itself. Maybe the occupation is the main tool that actually destroyed the imagination, the freedom of choice, the freedom of expression because of fear. And this is what we are trying to break in the mind of the people, that to break all the limits in your mind, and this is have to come through your own beliefs. And the role of the Freedom Theater and the cultural resistance is to empower the individual to say, you have the right to choose and you have the right to decide what your life is. And this is part of the bigger picture or the bigger title that I'm talking about, which is cultural resistance.
So I'm curious, before we have to go, what your relationship is to artists in Israel, actors in Israel, the theater scene in Israel and the cultural workers there, and how, if there is a relationship at all.
First, as an institution, we follow the boycott movement. We can't work together unless we are equal. And this is something I can discuss with anyone. But, of course, I can say there is friends. There is friends who's calling me, and even these friends saying, we can't work together, but how can we support each other? That's a great thing, right? If the people who acknowledge what is your situation, the occupation, right of return, and give you all the right to be and to exist, these are my friends, wherever they are, Israelis or not Israelis. But since we are talking about Israelis artists, some, at least of who I know, they left already and they are out of the country. But officially, we can't work with each other. And the reason why, because we are not equal. End of the occupation. Everyone has the same rights. Let's talk, let's work, and let's create a place for all of us.
So coming out, so fall of 2015, when you all come back to the United States, what are you bringing back?
We're bringing back a play called Suicide Note. And it's a play, as I mentioned, it's inspired by Sarah Kane. She's a British writer, and she wrote 4.48 Psychosis. This play was inspired by Sarakin, and it's going to be here in the fall of 2015.
Well, we're looking forward to that, and looking forward to having many more conversations with you over the coming months and years, and hearing more about your work and letting the world hear more about your work. It's a great honor to have you all here, both on the Mark Steiner Show and the Real News.
Thank you.
So I want to thank Nabil Al-Rai, who is the artistic director of the Freedom Theater from Jenin, and Ala Al-Rosan, who is a student in that theater, both here in the United States, to raise money for the Freedom Theater. And I'm Mark Steiner, thanking all of you for joining us here on the Mark Steiner Show on WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, and for Real News Network. Thank you.